Still basking in the glow of the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, it's Rick Limpert joining us, and thank you to you for joining us from wherever you may be. Rick covers sports, covers technology, and any other thing that is thrown at him, though technology is certainly a passion of his. Rick, you were at CES, and we're going to continue talking about some of the great things that you saw there.
Yeah, I got to talk about it for more than 1 week, so, because there's just so much there and so many things that are really unique and interesting. So pardon me if we talk about these for a few weeks, because I find a lot of other people interested in them as well. So we'll just go through them as I see fit.
Well, I know you love all things smart, from shower heads to key fobs to microphones. And now we're going to talk about some eyewear that's smart, Lucyd.
Yeah, Lucyd, spelled L-U-C-Y-D. So they make a really cool experience in a pair of glasses. I guess you could call them smart glasses. So there's voice controls that, if you're wearing the glasses, right in there, you can initiate hand-free calls. You can ask Siri. You can send text messages right through the glasses and the built-in microphone. You can listen to hi-fi audio, control apps, really a lot. And they're not expensive, these glasses. They work really well. There's different frames. Some of them look better than others, I think. But if you go to lucyd.co, you can check out all that's available. I'll put notes in the show notes about it. So really a cool experience that are right in the glasses. Even you can get your prescription in these glasses that you wear right on your face.
Pretty cool. Next up, let's get into the fitness aspect of the CES. Flexit, flexible gym membership, pay as you use. People have been waiting for this, and there are certainly models of this out there. How is this one different?
Well, this is a model similar to like a Uber or Lyft model that they're using in gym memberships. So we talk to people, what a pain it is to take out a gym membership, even worse, to try to cancel it. So Flexit is expanding around the country, 7 markets right now, and you basically tap your app when you enter a certain gym, and it charges you per minute that you're in the gym. So no membership, no initiation fees, coming to a bunch of big cities. Hopefully we have an Atlanta announcement here soon, but I love this idea. So you're using the gym and paying for it as you use it, all through an app, and I've talked with the owner, I've talked with people at this company, really smart people. They've been involved in other startups as well, so I got to give these people a lot of credit, and I love this idea, especially for people that are mobile, travelers, and people that don't want to be stuck in a gym membership at a certain gym, and you have to go to a certain location. This is really flexible fitness, and their website is flexit.fit. I love that.
Live in New York, New Jersey, Chicago, D.C., and more. And like you said, hopefully coming to Atlanta. Now, something that I know you must have loved from Golf Zone, the Tennis Spot, large tennis simulator. This looks pretty cool, like something you might see up at one of the bars at the Battery Atlanta. Did you have fun with this?
Yeah, that would be a good place for this. Well, they're also marketing for people to have in your homes. Now, you got to have a big house or a big basement or area for this, but from the Golf Zone, the maker of the big golf simulators, now we have Tennis Spot, a large tennis simulator, a big screen with balls that come out of it, different spins with simulates. You can simulate a practice session or playing a match on this with the HD screen, and I didn't know this was going to be there, so usually I'm pretty in tune with the tennis things that are going to be at CES or shows like this, but this was a surprise to me. I was amazed by it, and just the size of it is almost like a half a tennis court. So really cool, and look for this. Hopefully it'll be coming out here in the U.S. very soon.
Pretty cool. Looks absolutely amazing. Great sound for those who are on a budget. Noise-canceling earbuds from a company that I'm sure was excited to be at CES.
Yeah, Phiaton. So phiaton.com. New stuff from this company. I love it. So you get great sound, and there's great features on these earphones, earbuds, their whole line. And what's great is it's really a great price as well. So under $100, $79 for some of these things, and you get a waterproof, nice pair of noise-canceling earbuds that are great for exercising. It'd be great. Actually, Sully, if you were out running in Atlanta today in the muck and the rain, they would be more than useful. And, again, they block out a lot of noise. but you still get enough little of the outside noise where you can hear cars coming or somebody blowing their horn at you. So they're safe, waterproof, durable, sound great, and $79 the curve. I'll have the link in the show notes.
All right, next up, we're going to talk about something. This is just amazing that somebody can come up with this and then actually sell it. I wonder how it's selling. It's called the TV Jockstrap. Explain exactly what this does, Rick.
We've never talked about jockstraps on here on Limper Tech before, Sully. But this isn't what you think it is. But the TV Jockstrap. Now, you watch CNN, you watch ESPN, you watch any news channel or pretty much any channel. That ticker at the bottom of the screen that can kind of be distractive. So this is an elastic strap that goes around the top or bottom of your television. Sometimes maybe you need one, maybe you need two of these that will block out those tickers. So if they distract you or if you don't want spoilers, this would be of use. So they're $12.99, TVJockstrap.com. They're made of elastic and the adhesives are not there, so they're not going to damage your screen. They put up a 75-inch screen. And Sully, I expect you to be ordering one of these later today.
And if you don't like it on your TV, you can probably use it to bundle up some Kindle wood next to your fireplace, right?
That would be a good idea. So that even though it's kind of unique, we're talking about it. It was one of the least techie type things at CES, but I thought it was worth a mention.
This has a very like as seen on TV store feel to it.
Yeah, kind of at that price point and. Something that it's one of those things that why didn't I think of that? And hopefully this guy sells a bunch of them because people were talking about this at CES and like I said, I think it's pretty unique. We're still talking about it, so what the heck?
Well, exactly. And you know, I know that there's been times in my life where I've not wanted to know the score of something, and I don't know if I've ever gone through the hurdle of putting some duct tape or cardboard at the bottom of the TV, but this will certainly eliminate the need for that if that's what you needed to do.
I would say get one now before the next election cycle hits.
Yeah, you're going to need that for sure as these electoral votes get tallied. Next up, square off chess. Not exactly sports, but it's still cool. Rick, I'm a chess player. I'm interested in hearing about this. What is this?
I knew you would, so that's why I mentioned it. So go to the website squareoffnow.com and watch the videos. They're amazing. So this is augmented reality, virtual reality chess. You're playing against somebody, and the pieces on the board move themselves. So, you know, picture Star Wars, that chess-type game they were playing on the Millennium Falcon. This is now come kind of to reality, and you can play through an integration with chess.com to play against people all over the world, different levels, and you can just watch the matches taking place right on the board there in front of you. This was a big hit at CES. Prices are around $300 to $400, a little bit more depending on the surface and the set you get, but they're beautiful. It works really well. For people that love playing chess, this is definitely something that's going to catch your eye.
Big shout out to chess.com. I am a member in there. I'm not in the upper percentile. I'm kind of down there. I think my ELO rating is about 1380 right now. So I'm probably capable of beating somebody who has just learned how to play chess. But beyond that, probably not. But I do love chess, and it's really cool to see the game getting the coverage that I believe it really deserves. It's absolutely fascinating, and people can learn so much from it.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you play against some of those simulators or online or through an app. Sorry, they're really hard to beat. So chess is definitely, you got to play a lot to stay sharp. But I used to play a lot of chess, and it's very cool. Everyone should learn how to play chess, I think. It's definitely worthwhile.
Looking ahead, AFC-NFC championship game this weekend. Who do you like to make it to the big, huge, gigantic football game, which will take place in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Can you bet against New England, Sully? I don't know. I mean, I think they're actually both going to be really good games, which usually will bode for a blowout Super Bowl here in Atlanta. But can you imagine if we have New Orleans and New England coming here to Atlanta for the Super Bowl? Isn't that just a kick in the face for the Falcons fans?
Yeah, and if regardless of who wins, it's just going to be disastrous for Falcons fans, and I don't like that. But we'll endure it, and we'll get through it, and hopefully we'll get through this little cold snap that we're about to endure here in Atlanta as well. Hope you stay warm this weekend, and always appreciate it, Rick. Hope folks give you a follow on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle. Always good to catch up, sir.
Always a pleasure. Sorry to talk to you next week.